In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we're going to do just a little bit of Afghanistan talk, the government using the institutions against you and me, emails, all that, probably some other things this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And after the hour's over, it's debate time, and I cannot wait for that. But I wanted to do this. So you know, we've had this Afghanistan committee. It's been a joke. It's been a huge joke, but they did do some things to at least remind the public, if the public was paying attention at all, of how really selfish and evil the people who run this country are. The Biden administration, the reason they pulled us out of Afghanistan the way they did was for poll numbers, for polling. We were coming up on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. They wanted to make it a big political thing. I'm sure they had parades and a media blitz, all this stuff planned. So they ignored everyone. They ignored the military commanders. They ignored NATO. They ignored everybody. And they just said, hey, everyone pack up and leave tomorrow. And we just emptied the place out of the blue. That's why it was so sudden for everyone. Everyone looked around and said, wait, what did we do? And then, as predicted by everyone who knew, the country collapsed immediately. Biden went on vacation. Jen Psaki, she was the press secretary then, she went on vacation. Antony Blinken, secretary of state, he went on vacation. And they just tried to hide in the sand until it was over. But then Afghanis started dropping from the sky from our cargo jets. Then things got really, really bad. They scrambled, got worried about those poll numbers, and they sent our guys back in, and that's when our 13 warriors were blown up at Abbey Gate. Then they got worried about those poll numbers and knew they had to respond, and they sent a Reaper drone to murder 10 innocent Afghanis. Then they got worried about those poll numbers, and they got, you see, it's how they work. I want you to listen to Representative Mike Walz today. Listen to this.
At the end of the day, what the Democrats are ignoring is that he left Bagram Air Base, he left 2,500 troops, he left NATO in place, he left our contractors because the Taliban didn't live up to 6 of the 7 conditions of the deal. And then it was how the withdrawal was done. You pull out your ass.
The deal he's referencing is the Doha Agreement. It's what it's known as. I won't give you all the details. You can look up to it. It's a bunch of nerdy stuff. But essentially, the Taliban, in order for us to leave, they had to meet a bunch of conditions. They didn't meet any of them. So that's why Trump didn't yank us all the way out. The Biden administration said, but we're worried about those polls, and pulled everyone out.
Sets your embassy, your allies, before your military, not the other way around. So, and for the families, they just want someone. Kamala Harris, who was the last in the room, was she either a wallflower and had no part in this major decision, or was she at the table? They just want someone from this administration to say, we did a lot of things wrong. Here's accountability. Here's transparency. We've learned our lessons that this will never happen again. But they've gotten nothing, not a call, not a meeting, zero from Biden or Harris, which is a real disservice to them.
Headline from the Daily Wire, no matter the cost, Biden-Harris administration pushed Afghanistan withdrawal despite warnings, committee finds. Yet another example, the people who run the country, they never think about America or Americans at all. They are so consumed with themselves, with power, with the revolution, with various things. They're so consumed by it. These people will hurt any number of people. They'll have, it wouldn't matter the body count. These people will never be swayed because the thought of America or Americans never crosses their mind. It's in a way, it's worse than when they actively work against it. America never occurs to them. It's something completely out of their mind. It's like horoscopes. Are you a horoscope person? I know nothing about horoscopes. I don't know what my horoscope sign is. Don't you dare email me and tell me what it is because I don't give a crap. I've just never been someone who gets involved in that hippy-dippy crap whatsoever. Horoscopes, I don't even know why it popped into my head just now. They never occur to me. It never occurs to me to look at one, to predict something, to make a decision, how my day's going to go. It's just not something that ever enters my mind. So it's like it's not even there. The people who run the United States of America, that's how they feel about you. That's how they feel about your country. America? What? American citizens? What? What are you worried about American citizens for? What are you talking about? It's a completely foreign concept to these people. They're fighting a revolution. They're looting the bank vault that is America. And whenever they do happen to think about you, it's just in ways they can crush you. Just in ways they can either replace you with foreigners or in the very least imprison you, silence you, get you working on their team or too afraid to speak up. Did you hear this hearing with the material our January 6th political prisoners are forced to consume? Did you hear this? Listen to this. This is happening courtesy of your government. Listen.
We released in this document. Contained in here is the re-education material that was provided to the January 6th defendants. And if you start reading through just the titles alone, you'll start to quiver. I did. Was very upset.
You mean this is systematic? They're trying to reprogram them.
This is the reprogramming information given to them on their tablet. Like once upon a time in prison, you would take a class on plumbing or an electrical
right.
or trade. You would do something.
I can't tell you how important it is to back away from the microphone when you're speaking into it and you start to hear the things. I know you can hear that, buddy. I know you can hear it. How can you not make adjustments? Either way, I'll let it keep playing.
Something or another language. They were actually given credit for taking classes on, may I share a couple of titles? Taking classes on information such as Trump's crimes before he called for the attack on our democracy. Donald Trump, how he has attacked our democracy. Negligence, obstruction, rape, tax evasion. These are actual lesson plans that were available to them in the jail.
They arrested January 6th political prisoners, threw them in cages, and now they're forced to read articles on how evil Donald Trump is. That isn't happening in Russia. That's happening here. Well, it's happening in Russia too, but it's happening here. Headline, Justice Department issues a warning as GOP states try to clean non-citizens from the voter rolls. GOP states are trying to purge the illegals from the voting rolls so Democrats can't get a hold of the ballots and vote for them. The Department of Justice is issuing warnings to the GOP state against that. Here's one from across the pond. Britain's Labour government, that's their Democrats. Whenever you hear Labour, that's their communists. Britain's Labour government just released 1,700 prisoners early in a single morning. Why? They took 1,700 scumbags and turned them loose on the streets, not because they're kind, but because they've announced publicly their intention to arrest and imprison any British citizen who gets too loud criticizing the fact that foreigners have taken over the UK. If you are a patriotic British citizen, you should understand the UK's government is emptying out its prisons to make room for you because you criticize their policies. These things are not happening in China, in North Korea, in Russia, although they are happening in those places. But I'm not describing China, North Korea, Russia. I'm describing Western civilization, the free world. The United States of America is doing these things. The UK is doing these things. We are under attack from our government. And one thing that we talk about a lot, I'm gonna do some emails and a couple of things here. We do talk about it a lot, but the co-opting of America's corporations, and along those same lines, in fact, the two circles really overlap a lot, the co-opting of our wealthiest, most powerful citizens. This is something the communists did so well when they conquered the institutions and when they managed to overregulate this economy to the point where the government is now linked with the private sector. What they did was they guaranteed for themselves a powerful support base. I'll explain what I mean. I have two examples of what I mean in a moment, and then we'll do some emails. But that's also why you need to put your money where your morals are. I'll go ahead and give something away here. Do you have AT&T? This is their former CEO.
Over 70% of leaders choose protégés that are of the same race and gender, right? Yeah. And it gets to your point of, we like comfortable, we gravitate to comfortable, but what we have to realize in today's world and tomorrow's future, comfort means stagnation. It means a lack of change, a lack of forward movement. To the earlier conversation about metrics, these are some of the sample metrics around the power of inclusion and inclusive workplaces. But I hearken back to, what is your company's purpose? What are your values? Who are your most important stakeholders? You know, there has to be a sense of priority as it relates to
stakeholders. Remember that communist buzzword? Should be caring about the shareholders, but cares about the stakeholders. Do you have AT&T? Do you pay them every month for that? Do you pay Verizon to do that to you every month? T-Mobile? Why don't you take 10 minutes on the phone and switch to Pure Talk? You'll talk to an American who speaks English. You're on the same 5G network, so you don't sacrifice service. You'll pay less. And you'll pay the company that loves you and your values. Pick up your phone and switch now. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an extra 50% off your first month. #250 Say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, debate night Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I'm going to get to those emails in just a moment. I just played for you the former CEO of AT&T. I'm going to play something else for you. It's Bernie Sanders. Remember the hatred the communists poured on the Bushes and the Cheneys for so many years? War criminals, throw them in prison, all those things. You do remember, right? Wow, look at that. They have a brand new affinity for Dick Cheney now that he came out and endorsed Dome.
Senator, before I let you go, I do have to ask you about her recent endorsements by two people who are not progressives at all. Of course, I'm talking about Dick and Liz Cheney. This week, they said they're going to support her. They're going to vote for her. It's worth noting, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney voted with former President Trump more than 90% of the time, was quite critical when President Biden picked her as his running mate. Would you welcome seeing Liz Cheney out on the campaign trail?
Well, Kristen, what I think Dick and Liz Cheney are saying is that in this existential moment in American history, it's not just issues. Cheney and I agree on nothing, no issues. But what we do believe in is that the United States should retain its democratic foundations. And it's not just Cheney. I think there is a significant number.
What? Bernie Sanders agrees with Dick Cheney on is that the system should continue to protect itself and that the revolution must go on unimpeded. Bernie Sanders is fighting a revolution. And all the communists, they're fighting a revolution. Here's a headline here. This is from Alyssa Farah Griffin. She's the one who now pretends to be a Democrat on TV for a paycheck. She said, quote, "We're incredibly backwards as a country that we've never had a female president." Why'd she say those things? Well, she's fighting a revolution. Bernie Sanders is fighting a revolution. And they're not racists, as people on the right like to call them, or misogynistic, or they're none of those things. They're all about the revolution. And if you, whoever you are, Dick Cheney or an aunt, whoever you are, if you're willing to help them fight the revolution, then they will consider you an ally. The second they think you are holding them back from burning down the country, they will decide you're an enemy. How could you possibly stare at the camera, even if you're a piece of garbage like Maxine Waters? Even if you're Maxine Waters, how could you look at the camera and defend importing hundreds of thousands of people from Haiti? Haiti has, do you know they have a border with one country, the Dominican Republic? The Dominican Republic built the wall. They have one border. It's with Haiti. And they said, you know, gosh, this is not working for me. And yet Democrats hauled in hundreds of thousands of these people. They are raping, murdering American people. They are eating the animals. They are killing the ducks in the park. And without hesitation, Democrats will defend them.
Haitians have been the victims of, not only our country, but Canada and France for years, historically. They're black. They're poor. It's the poorest country in the hemisphere. They have been exploited, and it continues all the time. They are not, it does not appear that they are seen in the same way that they see others. Haitians have been the victims because they were the first country to fight off, you know, the repression of France. And of course, France have made them pay.
Can you imagine what it would be like to eat somebody's dog? You don't want to have to eat your pet, do you? That's why you need to get an emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply has 4-week emergency food kits that are specifically designed to avoid you having to eat your cat. They're prepped. They're ready to go. They're $50 off right now at preparewithjessekelly.com. Consider this the I don't want to eat my cat sale. So if you have the time, and you do have the time, make preparations. Get 4 weeks of non-perishable food. You can even call it cat food in a way. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. It's that or you eat your parakeet. You choose. Hey, brother, I know how much you adore Fred. Well, I have to kill my little girl Bindi tomorrow. He said euthanize. She's an Australian terrier that only made it 8 years due to an inoperable bladder cancer. I am so heartbroken, and she has to die on Kamala debate day. So, okay, so that's the day. I want to vomit. I know how important the election is, but there's more important stuff to do. I love you, brother. He didn't say I could say this guy's name, so I'm not going to, but say a prayer for this guy. You put your dog down. I'll tell you, man, it's brutal. I have had to do it many times, put my dog down, and there's no way to explain it to someone who hasn't ever had to. My wife has had a bunch of pets in her life, but it's parakeets and cats and things like that. Fred is the first dog she's ever had. And so she's experiencing right now the first pet really that loves her the way she loves it. He's just a big fluffy idiot. All he wants to do is love on her and have her love him back. And she's already bringing up, she's like, I can't believe he's going to die one day. And I'll tell you, I don't even have the heart to tell her half the time, baby, it's worse than you think. It's that. Oh, I can't say that, Chris. What? Oh, do you have another? Chris said, I can't take her with me when I do it. See, that's how we generally did it in our house. My mom couldn't go. She just couldn't do it. My sister couldn't go. So it was always up to my father. And really that oftentimes That's where a man really does need to step up. But I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like, but she's going to be in bad shape. The kids are going to be in bad shape. And the worst part is, I'm not going to be doing that great either. It's not like I'm going to be thrilled. I love that big fluffy moron. That'll be a tough day for me too. But then you got to suck it up and tough it out for the sake of the wife and kids. So that'll be, that'll be a day. Anyway, let's do some emails. And let's talk about how Harris got busted today for something. Oops. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're just like 30 minutes away from debate night. I'm so excited. Don't forget to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Well, Biden made some news today for a couple different reasons. The first reason was this. You know how Dome's been getting ridden hard about not having any policy positions on her website? She finally rolled out some policy positions on her website, except it was revealed that they copied and pasted lots of them from Joe Biden's website all this time. And they still didn't even, they didn't bother to ask her. They just did the whole copy paste thing from someone else and called it good. It's so great. That's one of the reasons Joe Biden was in the news today. The other reason was, gosh, I'm going to miss him. He was stopped by the media and he was asked about debate prep and everything else. And apparently Joe Biden has some explosive plans for tomorrow.
I'm going up to my granddaughter's birthday in New York. Then we're going to watch the debate. And then tomorrow I'm doing 9/11.
I'm sorry, what? Chris, if you wouldn't mind that there was a lot of noise in the background, would you roll that back for all of us just one more time, please?
I'm going up to my granddaughter's birthday in New York. Then we're going to watch the debate. And then tomorrow I'm doing 9/11.
Tomorrow I'm doing 9/11? Man alive. Joe Biden is taking this presidential campaign thing pretty hard. Hey, Joe, let it go, buddy. Let it. You don't need to go that route. All right, you don't need to go that route. Jesse, dear machine gun JK47 Kelly, over the weekend you were asking for local food recommendations. What did you decide on? Oh, yeah, I put that out for Dallas. All right, here's the direction I went. I went with the Original Pancake House. You ever had anything from the Original Pancake House? Chris, have you ever had a Dutch pancake? A Dutch pancake? Or I think it was called a Dutch pancake. No, it wasn't a Dutch baby. I don't think it was called a Dutch baby. Look at the original Pancake House's menu. It's a Dutch something. I don't even know how to describe the pancake-like pastry that it was, but I know it had tons of butter. It had lemon. I'm kind of a lemon guy. And it had powdered sugar on it, and it was excellent. It was excellent. Excellent. Oracle of Oracles. Recently, you had a guest on that. You know what? Hold on a second. The pancake was very good. The eggs I got over easy, and I'm thrilled that this is one of the places that realizes I didn't say over medium, and I didn't say over hard. I said over easy, and that's what I got. And I got good, perfect amount of crisp on the bacon. Sorry, Chris, but it was delicious. But the Dutch, what's it called, Chris? A Dutch oven? The Dutch baby. It's not called a Dutch baby. Is that what it says on the website? Yeah, powdered sugar. A Dutch baby. You were right about that? Whatever, Chris. I don't speak Dutch.
Buenas tardes.
Oracle of Oracles. Recently, you had a guest on that said he was expecting some type of crisis in October that would make Dome president of the United States as Biden would resign. Isn't that a good thing? I would think that if she takes the helm, people would definitely see she's not up to the task. Am I wrong? I don't know, but probably you are wrong. What Dome is right now to the people of normal Americans, the normal American people, not you. I'm not talking about you. You're not normal. I'm not normal. We're hyper-political people. To the crazy leftists, that she's a known quantity to you. She's a known quantity to them. She's really, even as vice president, really unknown by a lot of people. She just is. So they're questioning, does she know anything? When she speaks, she obviously doesn't sound like a human being that has any ideas or is knowledgeable about anything. So it's creating a hesitancy there about, can she do the job? Remember, a huge reason Joe Biden free-falled in the polls to the point they had to run him out of the race, it was not actually because of his job performance. Yes, the American people didn't like his job performance. One of the great concerns of the American people, it even showed this in Democrat circles, was, can he do the job mentally? Is he able to do the job? He was asked repeatedly about this from reporters. It was on everyone's mind. Hey, Joe, the American people say you can't do the job. You can't do the job. We're worried you can't do the job. Not talking for you or me, because all I care about is policies and things like that. But for the general public, they want certain things out of their leaders, out of their president. You remember we had Sean Spicer on last hour, about an hour ago. If you missed it, download a podcast of the show. It's on iHeart, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes. But remember what Sean said about something ABC might pull tonight? They might not do the two shot. What's the two shot? What's that mean? It means you can see Trump, full body Trump platform or podium, I should say, and you can see Dome podium. Why would they avoid something like that? That doesn't make any sense. Why would you? What would be the difference? Well, Trump is so much bigger than Dome. He's so much taller than she is. He's over 6 feet tall. She's not only a woman, she's not a very big woman. You can roll your eyes at that all you want, but biology doesn't lie, and human preferences don't lie either. When seeking out a leader, height actually matters a lot. People will look at tall people and naturally assume that's a leader. I know it sounds weird, and it is weird, but it is human nature. So you might see ABC avoiding that because they know that. Again, Norm, he looks at the debate, and he might choose based on height. It's crazy, but people are crazy. Dome is unknown to your neighbor. He's done nothing political. He's got his fantasy football team and his wife and his kids, and he's grilling out. He knows there's an election coming, but he's going to tune in tonight. Dome has to deliver. She has to sound like somebody and look like somebody who is capable of leading the country. So All these things, even though they may sound like little things, matter. That was a long way of getting back to saying, if they were to make her president, I'm not predicting this. I've had people predict this on the show. I have a lot of friends who think this will happen, but if Joe Biden resigns in October, and that's when you would want to do it, because the bump she'll get in the polls, it will be a brief one. But if Joe Biden resigns, what you will see, and Chris, you go ahead and write this one down, you will see a media propaganda effort like you've never seen before about her swearing in, about that she's officially the first woman president of the United States of America. They'll probably have an HBO 10-part series production already in the works if this thing is coming. They will be so over the top about Dome as now the first woman president. Look at her doing the job. They'll be so over the top about this. It'll be insane. And you know how the system works. Since all these globalist commies work together, it wouldn't surprise me. Make sure you're recording all this, Chris. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if they had some huge official thing she did during her 2 weeks as president. I'm talking about meeting with the head of state. They'll bring Macron of France over here or something, and then he'll run out and he'll give a press conference and say something. Wow, I've never met somebody with the gravitas, someone who can lead the free world. I am just so excited about the possibility that woman can lead us all into the promised land. They will do a production over it all that will be amazing. That's if Joe Biden steps down, and he might. All right, let's talk about planes crashing into each other and do some emails. Next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're like 10 minutes away from debate night. I cannot possibly wait for it. Remember, if you want to hear my immediate reaction to the debate, I am actually going to be doing that on YouTube. We're trying to gain subscribers for the YouTube and Rumble channels. If that interests you, if you want to see me raw. Wait, I guess I wish I hadn't put that way. If you want to see any kind of live debate reaction from me, you can go subscribe on Rumble or YouTube. YouTube.com/@JesseKellyDC. What, Chris? Am I playing any drinking games? No, I'm not drinking, Chris. You know what I am doing? Oh my gosh, I sound like such a dork. Never mind, I don't want to say. I'll tell you. I'm all full of energy right now. I'm way hyped up. This happens to me a lot. I'm way hyped up, and no, I don't want to go home and drink or play a drinking game like I'm 5 years old. Well, I guess five-year-olds probably don't play that. Like, I'm 25 years old. I might work out a little during the debate. Nothing major. Oh, come on, Chris. Don't make that face. I'm not going to be in spandex crunching it behind the couch. I might just do, I don't know, some basic calisthenics or something to work some energy off. It helps me. I like doing that. You need healthy ways to vent stress. Otherwise, I will seek out unhealthy ways, and that's not good for anybody. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, if you want to see my live response, YouTube, Rumble, don't listen to Chris. Don't worry. Chris won't have any part of it. I think Dome is in trouble tonight because Trump's going to come after on this
stuff. But I do want to ask you about this CNN report. It shows Harris voiced support for cutting funding for ICE and for using taxpayer money to fund transgender surgery for detained migrants in 2019. Does the vice president still support those positions, and do you expect her to address them tonight?
Listen, I think, you know, these old questionnaires are a complete distraction from the task at hand.
Old questionnaires. It's from 2019.
Right now, I think the vice president, frankly, what the American people are actually asking about, right? What the American people are concerned about and what they're asking about is who's going to solve for border security.
I want you to think about this right now. Just brew on this. These are real people we're talking about. It's easy to see them all these politicians and media people. It's easy to see them all as almost actors, cartoons, because we just see them on television. We don't talk to them. We don't ever really meet them. But Dome is a real person. Kamala Harris is a real person. The debate starts in, what is it, Chris? 10 minutes? Less than 10 minutes. The debate starts. Kamala Harris is currently backstage at that debate. And she is either vomiting or wants to vomit because of how nervous she is. This is a human with the worst case of imposter syndrome I've ever seen. She's not only not qualified for this, she really hasn't been qualified for any position she's had. She's been able to rise to that position through the aid of people like Willie Brown. Oh, speaking of Willie Brown, somebody dug this one up. It's from 1995. It's an ABC profile on Willie Brown. You will hear little ways into this little puff piece thing. They are going to talk about how he's surrounded by, quote, fine women. And then you will hear the reporter ask the lady beside him if she's his daughter. She's the one they were showing on screen when they said fine women. Tell me, listen really closely, lean into the radio. Does this voice sound familiar?
He's a rogue, all right. Notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you his daughter?
It's hard to hear. Lean in. Turn up your radio. Are you his daughter? Who is this fine young thing with Willie Brown that looks so young she could be his daughter?
He's a rogue, all right. Notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you his daughter?
Yes, that's right. That's Kamala Harris being introed as Willie Brown's girlfriend, twice her age when he was mayor of San Francisco. She has risen in politics by doing questionable things, but she has not risen in politics because she's qualified for the job. She's not qualified. She knows she's not qualified. That's why she nervous laughs her way through every question and speech. But we are now less than 10 minutes away from her having to walk out on that stage and in front of the entire planet. Planet Earth watches these debates. She is about to be exposed as a huge fraud and a pretender, and she knows it. Picture the most nervous you've ever been in your life. And Dome is feeling 10 times that right now. Doesn't that make you feel good? Makes me feel good. Almost as good as giving to Tunnel to Towers every single month. Tunnel to Towers is the organization that's out there caring for the fallen first responder families when dad or mom put on the uniform and then don't come home. Those Gold Star families, you know, I realize Iraq and Afghanistan are kind of in the rearview mirror for everybody. You know who they're not in the rearview mirror for? The families who lost somebody over there. Who is there for them? Tunnel to Towers is there for them. Paying off their mortgages, building them entire communities so they can live together, heal together, taking care of our homeless veterans. That's where your $11 a month goes. And Tunnel to Towers, they don't waste your money. Go look up their charity rating. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it gets where you want it to get. T2T.org. T2T.org. Go sign up today.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Delta Endeavor planes collide on the tarmac. At Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Honestly, that's not even in the top 10 of worst things that have happened at Atlanta's airport this month. What a dump. Classical school opened by the GOP board rocks Colorado tests. Just to let you know, a bunch of people decided to get involved, take over the local school board. Now they have a classical charter school that is murdering it while everyone else in school is learning how to hate themselves and get vaccinated. Gateway Hotel faces legal action over alleged Tren de Aragua gang activity activity and violations. That's the hotel in El Paso, Texas, that's been conquered by a Venezuelan prison gang, all while Democrats let as many into the country as possible. Senator Tuberville blocks promotion of Defense Secretary Austin's aide. Senator Tommy Tuberville, amongst other things, deserves a shout out for being one of the few Republicans willing to take on the military rot. Go enjoy the debate. I'll give you a live reaction afterwards, but no matter what, I'll be here tomorrow and we'll talk about it. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.